Nisechtus Babakama, Daf Pei Aleph, the last line, and Daf Pei Aleph Beis, and the Gemara will now bring a memra which lists 10 different Tanaim that Yeshua ben Nun instituted when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, and he made the Chalukas Eretz Yisrael contingent on the Shvatim accepting these conditions as to the rights and ownership of Eretz Yisrael. And we mentioned one of them when we were learning the Gemara on Daf Pei, and therefore the Gemara brings it down at this point. We will also see a similar idea on Daf Pei Beis, that there were 10 Takonis that Ezra instituted at the time that Klal Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael at the time of Bayi Sheni. And as we know, there were similarities between Bi Rishon and Bi Yishniyah. And before we begin, let us quickly summarize the 10 Tanayim of Yeshua. Number one, that one can allow his animals to pasture in the forests of Eretz Yisrael, and even if it's owned by an individual, and none of the owners should be makbid. And as we saw in our Mishnah, although there was a takana not to raise behemoth dakis in Eretz Yisrael, but this didn't apply to the midbaris, since they won't be mafsid of settling of Eretz Yisrael, and this didn't apply to forests either. And the second takana was that one can go into someone else's sadah and collect branches. Number three, that one can collect grass from someone else's sada for Meicha Behemah, except in a field that's growing fenugreek, as that will cause a hafsid. Number four, that one can cut young trees to use for grafting, but he must leave two fistfuls of an olive tree. Number five, that tzibah can use a newly formed spring. And number six, you're allowed to fish with a hook and line in the kinaris, but you can't make a large trap, which would disturb the boats, and they won't be able to dock properly. And number seven, one can relieve themselves and go to the bathroom next to someone else's field, even if the field is growing saffron. Number eight, if there's a Rishis Rabbim, where there are now hazards that form in the Rishis Rabbim, so Yeshua ben Nun was misakin that people could use the side ears of the Rishis Rabbim, even though it is private property. And number nine, if someone gets lost while walking in someone's vineyard, he can break through the vines and ruin the owner's vines in order to find his way out of the field. And number ten, a mes mitzvah acquires a spot in which he died, and you would bury him in that exact location. In addition, between tonight number seven and number eight, the Gemara actually brought an 11th Tanai, which was that once the owner of a field gathered his grain, then someone can use the empty field as a shortcut until the second period of rainfalls called Revi'ah Shniyah. And the Gemara will explain that this Tanai is not counted, as it actually wasn't instituted by Yeshua ben Nun, and was actually only instituted at a later point at the time of Shlomo HaMelech. And our Gemara begins, Tanan Rabbanan, we learned that Aseret Tanayim Histi Yeshua, that when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua ben Nun made 10 Tanayim with Klal Yisrael. And Rashi and Daf Lamed stated that Klal Yisrael should not be makbid on the following 10 things. And the Ramban and Pashas Bishalach states, and there's a pasuk in Yeshua in Perakov Dal, pasuk of Hei, and Einim Chukat Torah by Mishpatim, that is not referring to the Chukat Torah and Mishpatim, our Nogas B'Yishuv Medinas, that Yeshua gave over the customs and the Tanayim as to living and settling in the land. And the Ramban references our Gemara, Kagoyin Tanayim Shehistu Yeshua, Shehizkiyu Chachamim. And for example, the 10 Tanayim that Yeshua made, which are mentioned in our Gemara, and we continue at that Pei Aleph Min Aleph, and the Gemara brings the first Tanai, number one, Shehu Ma'arim B'Choshen, that one can allow his animals to graze in the forest that belong to someone else. As Rashi says, Shehu Ma'arim Behemus B'Choshen, V'Shelo Yakbid Bala Yara Al Kach. And number two, Malaktim Eitzim Sedeseim, he allowed to collect branches in someone else's Sadah. And number three, Malaktim Esavim B'Chol Mokim, Chutz Mitilsen, they allowed to collect grasses from any place, even though that Sadah belongs to someone else, unless that sada grows fenugreek. And as Rashi says, chutz mistei tilson, the ma'ala sada magdelus ima, v'atolshim mafsid sa tilson, and if you pull up the grass, then you'll be mafsid the tilson. And Rashi says, tilson min kitnius, it's a type of kitnius, ushma fenugreek, and is what we call fenugreek. And Rashi, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, says that it's not kitnius, but to whom min tavlin is a type of a spice. And we continue with tonight number four, v'koit min thiyus b'chol makim, chutz migrefis shel zayis, that someone can go into someone else's field and cut off a branch in order to use it in order to graft another tree or to use it to plant a tree, and the owner of the field can't stop the person. And as Rashi says, the koit min thiyus min ilon koitim bad lita oy lahakiv lo yakbid bala ilon. However, when dealing with an olive branch and an olive tree, you can't completely cut off a branch, and you have to leave at least two handfuls of that branch in order to make sure that it can continue growing, and you're not going to cause a complete loss to the owner. And the Gemara continues with the fifth of the tanayim, umayin ayetze betchilo b'nei'ir mistafkim menu, that when you have a brand new spring, that the people of the city can use that spring. And Rashi says, "Betchilo mechadash," that's a new spring. The koshke mayonis yishanim, that certainly the older spring shahayu miyimais Yeshua, that were there at the time of Yeshua, that certainly Yeshua made a takana and made a tnai regarding those springs. And number six, umechakim biyam shel tveria over vachli first color, that even though the kinneret belonged to Shevet Naphtali, however, anyone from any Shevet can go and fish in the kinneret. However, you could only do so with a the hook and line. However, as Rashi says, Shlo Yifris Kela, Derech Tziyodim L'Tkoyi Yisedis V'Lasis Gidri Kanim B'Mayim L'Lochit Shem Dargim, that the standard was that trappers would knock pegs into the bottom of the sea in order to create some sort of fence of reeds in the river in order to catch fish, and this would not be mutter to do. And as Rashi says, B'Prishma Akev U'Mamis Hasfina, as by doing so it would disturb the boats and ships and it won't allow them to properly travel through the sea. And as the Gemara says, V'Yamis Hasfina, and will withhold the Svinois from being able to travel properly. Number 7, that a person is allowed to relieve themselves and go to the bathroom right next to someone's field, and even if he does so right behind his fence, and he can even do so even if the soda is full of saffron. And Rashi says that the Gemara will explain, that the chiddush is that even though that this person that goes to the bathroom will have to take a stone out of the wall in order to wipe himself after he goes to the bathroom, and even though he'll break part of his geder, he's still allowed to do so. And the chiddush of the Gemara, what it says, that even if this field is full of saffron, is because saffron was a very expensive plant, and you may think that in that case you're not allowed to go to the bathroom. Kamashmalan, even in that case you're allowed to go to the bathroom right next to the person's field. The Gemara continues, and the next takana is actually not one of the tzmaim of Yeshua ben Nun, and instead is that takana of Shlomo HaMelech, as the Gemara will explain. Umhalchun b'shvila rishus ad shetiri v'yishniya. As Rashi explains, Stamnei Adam mishachnisu tvuasam ad shasazriya, that from the time that a person takes his tvua out of his sada until the time they replant the sada for the next season, mafkum sadaseim likonis ben kol adam, and they mafkir the sadas in order that people could go through their sadas lekatz derech to create a shortcut shlo yakif, that they don't have to go around the entire sada v'hinikra and shvila rishus l'vishar b'shusaisin, and these paths are called the shvila rishus because they're done with rishus, as people are going there with rishus. But Yeshua shleyakpido akach, and Yeshua made it tonight that people should not be makbid asheteru v'yishnia until the time of the second rain zmana b'yudzayim mecheshvin k'damrinu b'taynis, and this man at least according to one man oma is on shavos of mecheshvin, on the 17th of mecheshvin u'me'oz v'haloh has run mitzvim chayis v'kosh l'juisa regal, but from that time forward the seeds that were previously planted will start sprouting. When people will walk through the sada and create a shortcut, will actually ruin the zroyim and will actually ruin the crop, and therefore it's usser. And the Gemara continues listing number 8, u'mistalkan and see the drachim say this hadrachim, if there were pegs that were formed in Milu Rishus Rabim, then a person doesn't have to walk in Milu Rishus Rabim, as it will be very hard for him to walk, and instead he could walk on the side of Rishus Rabim, even though he's going to private property. And number 9, v'atoya bein akroim mafsig v'ilam mafsig v'yared, if someone gets lost while he's walking through a vineyard and then he can't find his way out, so he's allowed to break down any of the vines in order to find his way out, and he doesn't have to go around the vineyard. And finally, number 10, u'mes mitzvah koyim akoymoy, that if there's a mes mitzvah, then he acquires the makom they died, and therefore you'll be able to bury him in any spot that you find him. And Rashi explains, "Mistalkin l'siti adrachim b'chol eitz," at any time, and not only up to Revi Yishnia, "v'afilu b'zman shatvua b'sadeis," and even though there's tvua that's grown in the sadeis, "hifkil l'chol adam," Yeshua benun was masna that will mafkid for everyone l'stalik min adarach min pei yisedeis, and they could go into that area because they're blocked in Rishus Rabim from these pegs. L'ikonetz l'gvul stechaver v'leil l'chal mitzah itzal adarach, he's allowed to trespass a bit into the Rishus of his friend in order to be able to walk properly. And Rashi explains, what would he say to Sadrachim? What are these pegs that formed the Rishus Rabim? And Rashi says, "Be moisachama yovishatid," that during the summer months, all the mud that was there during the winter becomes dried. That because there was so much mud that was in the Rishus Rabim during the winter months, and all the people and the behemoths were trampling over it, so these spots of mud didn't form in an even way, and therefore when it hardened during the summer months, it formed into pegs, and therefore in some parts of the Rishus Rabim it was even difficult to travel there during the summer months. And Gemara now goes through the various tzayim, as the first tzay was shiyumarim b'chershin, someone can have their animals graze in someone else's forest even though the forest doesn't even belong to his own shevet. And Amra Papa, Rav Papa states, l'yamarin al daka begasa, the only time that Yeshua made this tzay is only when you have a behemoth daka that's going into a forest that's a very large forest, and there are a lot of trees, and therefore the behemoth daka will not ruin the forest. Aval daka b'daka. However, if you have a behemoth daka that's going into a small forest that doesn't have that many trees, similarly begasa begasa or behemoth gasa that goes into even a large forest, loy then not allowed to do so. The cholshkin gasa b'daka loy, and certainly a behemoth gasa cannot go into a small forest, as certainly he will break all the trees and it will damage the entire forest. And the Gemara continues, u'malaktim eitzim esedaseim, and the Gemara continues to discuss the second tnai of Yeshua ben Nun, that one can go in into his friend Sada and gathered together wood. And the Gemara says, Loi Amar Olam Behizmi Vehigi, this din was only stated when someone is gathering those twigs which came from trees which were not expensive. For example, certain trees that had thorns on them, Abel Shai Eitzim Loi, however, Yeshua ben Nun never made a takana that he could go into someone else's field and collect the wood that came from more valuable trees. And the Gemara continues, Vafil Behizmi Vehigi, even though Yeshua ben Nun said that you're allowed to go and take the wood from these inexpensive trees, however, Loi Amar Olam Behizmi Vehigi only made this tonight when these branches were still attached to the tree. But once you see that they're detached from the tree, and it must be that the owner of the field must have cut them off the branches, then we see that the owner must have wanted these branches in order to use them as firewood, and therefore you can't take them. And the Gemara continues, and even those branches that are still attached to the tree, Yeshua ben Nun only made this tonight for those branches that are still fresh and moist. However, Yeshua ben Nun did not make the takana on dry branches, as once again, certainly the owner would want these dry branches in order to be able to use them for firewood. The Gemara now continues with Vad Shlo Yesharish, that even though we said that Yeshua ben Nun made a takana, they allowed to take the branches, if it's a tree that's Hizmi Vehigi, and the branches are still Mechubarim, and the branches are still Lach, however, he still made a takana, that he can't go and take the entire bush or the entire tree, and you can't completely uproot the bush or uproot the tree. And the Gemara continues with Malakim Asav Mechol Makim Chutz Mistei Tilson, and we learned that the third Tanai of Yeshua ben Nun was that a person could go and gather together grasses from anyone else's field unless fenugreek is growing in the field. And based on this Tanai, it's mashma that by having grass together with fenugreek, it's actually a maila for the fenugreek, and that's why you can't go and take the grasses away from the fenugreek, as by doing so, it'll be detrimental to the fenugreek. And the Gemara asked, L'meirin Tilsim Ma'ala Asavim, are you telling me that by having grass next to fenugreek, it's actually good for the fenugreek? But for a mini, I'll ask you a kasha from a Mishnah Maseches Klayim, and the Mishnah states, Tilson Sha'olsa Amini Hasavim, if there's a field of fenugreek and it's growing together with other grasses, and really it would be Klayim, so the Mishnah tells us, Ein Mechayiv Naisilaka, there is no obligation to uproot the grasses in order to take away the problem of Klayim. And as Rashi says, Lefid Ba'al Kochay Osa Lutloy Shemasis HaTilson, and the reason why we don't force him to remove the grass is because eventually the owner of the Sada will certainly remove the grass, because by having grass there, it's actually detrimental to the crop of fenugreek, and therefore we see that Tilson and grass are not really good to grow together. Therefore, why would Yeshua ben Nun say that it could be malakta nasavim b'chol makim chutz b'stei tilson? By a stei tilson, the grass is also not good for it, and therefore, why can't someone go and collect the grasses around a field of fenugreek? The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yemi explains, Lekasha, it's not shver. Kam lezera, in the Mishnah and Klai, we're talking about a case where someone planted fenugreek for its seeds. Kam lezrizin, and on Gemara, when the Gemara said Yeshua ben Nun did not make a takana and did not allow someone to go and take grasses from a field that's growing fenugreek, that is because this person grew the fenugreek for its stalks, and of course the person will actually go and eat the stalks of fenugreek. And as the Gemara explains, Lazera Kashla Savin Mchashla, that when you plant fenugreek for its seeds, then by having grass around it, it actually weakens the ground, and therefore the actual seeds are not as strong and they don't grow so well. Therefore, we don't have to worry about Klayim, because certainly the person will eventually pull out the grass on his own accord. However, Benigea Agamaro, that's talking about Takana and the Tanai of Yeshua ben Nun, there's reason, my law, when you're going and planting fenugreek for its stalks and you're going to eat it, then it's actually good to have grass around it. The chikai mebein asav v'mirkava is when the stalks of fenugreek grow taller and they're not so stable, so then it leans against the grass and it supports the fenugreek stalks, and therefore the fenugreek stalks actually grow better. And that's why, although Yeshua ben Nun made a takana and a tnai, they let it go and pull out grasses from someone's field. However, if the field is growing stalks of fenugreek, then you're not allowed to pick the grass. Gemara continues, or I can respond, Kama Adam, in the Mishnah Masechtas Klayim, where we said that certainly the person will pull out the grass in order to have pure fenugreek. That's because when he planted the fenugreek, he was planting it for people, and he wants to make sure that he only has the fenugreek, and of course he doesn't want the grass to get mixed up. However, Kama Behima, in the case of Yeshua ben Nun, is discussing where someone grew fenugreek for his animals to have food, the Kiyun Behimu Dezara, as since he planted as Michael Behima, as Sabin Nami Baila, then of course he doesn't care if he'll give him pure fenugreek, and certainly he doesn't mind having grass mixed together with it. And the Gemara continues, and now asks a question on the second lashon, Uminoya Dinan. We said that there's chiluk between when you grew the tilson for a person or for Michael Behema, and therefore when our Gemara says that Yeshua ben Nun did not make his takana as tnai, but he gave fenugreek, however, certainly if he planted the fenugreek for a person, then certainly he doesn't want the zera there, and therefore certainly anyone could come and take the zera and could take the grasses. How would someone know if this was planted for people or if it was Michael? Shaykh Behema, and on Rav Papa explains, Sharei Mishari La Adam, Loi Shari Mishari La Behema, that when a person goes and grows fenugreek for people, then he makes sure that he puts it into nice rows, he creates a proper garden. However, when he's going and making something for Michael Behema, then when he planted the seeds, he wouldn't do it in an exact fashion, and he'll do it in a haphazard way. And therefore, if a person sees that a bunch of fenugreek plants that are growing in an orderly manner, then he's allowed to take the grasses from between them. However, if he sees that there are fenugreek growing in a haphazard fashion, then he would not be able to take the grasses from it, as he will know that it was grown from Michael Behema. Gemara continues and now discusses the fourth tnai of Yeshua ben Nun, the Kait Minatiyah B'chol Makim, that he allowed to cut off a branch from a tree in any place. And as we mentioned, the reason why someone would do this is because he wants to use it to graft or to replant in another place. And we stated in Chutzpah Grafis Shel Zayis, however, when you're cutting off a branch from an olive tree, you have to make sure to leave at least two fistfuls of the branch and not cut that off. The Gemara states, Perish Rab Tanchum Rab Rayis Meshum Zakin Echad, and Rab Tanchum and Rab Rayis explained from the older Talmud Chacham, and the Gemara in that Pei Beis will tell us that this is Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and he explained, Kizayis Kebeya, when someone wants to cut off a branch from a regular olive tree, then he must leave the shear of a Kebeya, and Mekanabu Gfanim and Pekakalam Allah. However, if someone wants to cut off a reed or a grapevine, then he has to make sure to only cut from the knot of the tree and from the branch and above that, Ushakal Ilanis. However, Benegea, all other Ilanis, Min Ube Shel Ilan, Rashi says, Min Period from its root, Klaima Me'anofim Harachim Vadakin, you'll let it cut off from those branches that are very thin and very soft. However, the Gemara continues, V'lay Min Chudi Shel Ilan, one is not allowed to cut off the larger branches and the thicker branches, and as Rashi says, Me'anofim Gedoilim Vigasin, Ki Ilan Gomor. Rashi continues and brings down Lishna Achrina, Mechuvi Shel Ilan, Machvu Usai, which means, Makim Sheish Anofim Harbid Hainu Be'emtsa Gavai, one is allowed to cut off the branches of a tree which are in an area where there's a lot of branches, which is in the middle of the height of the tree. However, but not from the point of the tree where Rashi says that it's at the top and it's Ikar Ilan, and he brings this down from the Tshuva Sagainim. And Rav Tanchum and Rav Brayis report again from Yeshua Balevi, the only branches that one could cut off is Minchada Sheinu Superior. So you're allowed to cut off from the newer branches that came this year and they don't produce pears yet. And as Rashi says, Bad Shagadol Nesayis B'Shanazu Shadayin Ein Nesupri. However, Leimin Yashon, you're not allowed to cut off from older branches, Shu'ay Superior, because it's already producing fruits, and therefore, of course, you're going to be stealing from your neighbor. And in addition, and we continue on that that even when you're cutting off these branches, you're only allowed to cut them off from a place where it doesn't see the sun and it's in the middle of the tree, and therefore it's not getting direct sunlight. However, you're not allowed to go and cut off these branches from any place which is Raya Sachamo, and the branches are receiving direct sunlight. Any fruits that grow in that area will be able to get direct sunlight, and therefore it'll be much sweeter, and therefore that Iker Ilan, and therefore Yeshua ben Nun did not make a takana that you could go and take those branches. And the Gemara continues, Shinema, as the Pasuk says in Mezeisa Bracha, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave a bracha to Shevet Yosef, or Megat Tvua Shamash, Yosef will have bracha from the produce that was grown in the sun. And as Rashi says in Mezeisa Bracha, Sheisa Arza Psucha Lechama, that his land was open to the sun, Umam Tekes HaPiris, and therefore his fruits became sweet. And the Gemara continues to discuss the six of the Tnayim that Yeshua ben Nun made, Umechakim B'yam Shel Tveri, Uvat Shel Yifres Kala, B'yam Esasvino, and a person can fish with a hook and line in the Canaris, even though it belongs to Naphtali. However, he can't build traps using wood and digging into the ground of the sea, as if he does so, then he'll hold back the boats from traveling properly. And this was previously stated on the Pei Alpha Med Aleph. However, the Gemara now adds in, Avotzadu Brishtoisu V'Chbaris, however, you're allowed to go and trap fish by using different types of nets. And Ayin HaGoyis HaGor on the side of Gemara, where he takes out this line, and he's not Goyis, Avotzadu Brishtoisu V'Chbaris. And the reason why the Gemara took this out is because we just stated that you only allowed to fish with hook and line, and therefore how could the Gemara now say that you're allowed to use different types of nets, and l'chirah that should also be asa, just like it's asa to be peris kela v'yam nesasvino. However, let's go back to that pe'al from an aleph, and Taisa Nibel Maskel Mechakim b'yam shel Tveria says, kol adam, that's referring to anyone, and even if they're not from Shevet Naphtali, or v'achal yifres kela nami l'chol adam, means that anyone that's not part of Shevet Naphtali cannot go and build these types of traps, v'afilo ha'baylam atzman, and even the owners themselves can't do that, as if they do so, they will cause problems for boats and ships. Taisa continues that when the Gemara now states that you're allowed to go and trap fish using nets, that is referring to the people of Shevet Naphtali who owned and had rights to Canaris, even though though we even made a takana that they can go and put massive beams into the sea, which would stop ships from traveling. However, we still allowed them to spread their nets there. However, although Yeshua ben Nun made a takana that all Jews, even if they're not from Sheva Naphtali, could go and fish with hook and line in the Kinneret, however, they weren't allowed to even go and place their nets there. That was only mutter for Sheva Naphtali itself. The Gemara continues, Tanur Abadam, we learned in the Braisa, but Shain originally histu shvatim zeh that the shvatim made a tanai with each other, shleifris klia, that they won't spread out these large traps, as if they would do so, v'yamnes hasfina, it would hold sfina's back, avot tzadu, birushes v'chmoyers, however, they didn't make any tanai, b'negei the nets, and therefore, Sheva Naphtali could spread their nets. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Abadam, yamash shel tferi b'chalkach shel Naphtali yaisa, that the yam of tferi, referring to the Kinneret, was in the chelik, and the portion that Naphtali received as a Yerushas Arutz, v'loi oid, al shenotel molich chavel chirim b'dreima, l'kai mashinam, yam v'dar mirasha. And even though Sheva Naphtali did not have rights to the land that was on the south side of the Kinneret, however, as part of the Yerusha, they received a small area on the south side of the Kinneret in order to be able to spread their nets over there. Therefore, they were given even a small part, which was enough to place their nets in that area, and that is a key of what the Pasuk tells us in V'zeis HaBracha, who Naphtali Amar, Naphtali Svar Ratzim, who Moli Birkas Hashem, Yom V'darim Yerusha, and he received the sea, which refers to the Kinneret. Naphtali also inherited the south of the sea, and the Gemara continues, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Rav Shimon Elazar Imeh, Tlushim Shebaharim, Rav Shimon Elazar teaches us that all the trees that at the time when they came to Herzl were detached from the ground of Herzl, and at that time was on the mountaintops, Becheses Kol Shvatim Einoidim, that any of the Shvatim could take them, and it didn't necessarily belong to the Shvatim that eventually received that portion for the Yerusha. And as Rashi says, Becheses Kol Shvatim, Kol Mishi Yirtzi Yitol, Takim Tapli, Vishar Sholo, Vamakoyachoya. The reason is because it's considered like all the other bounty that they received from the war, which was split evenly between all the Shvatim. However, Rav Shimon Elazar teaches us, Umechubarim, Becheses Eis Shevet, however, all the trees that were still attached to the ground were considered in the chazaka of the Shevet that eventually will inherit it. And Rav Shimon Elazar tells us the fact that there was no Shevet in Klal Yisrael, She'ein Loi Bahor V'Shvelu V'Negev V'Emek, that in his portion, he didn't receive some mountains, as well as some low areas, as well as some dry areas, as well as valleys in Eretz Yisrael. She'nem, as the Pasuk says, P'nu Esu Lechem V'Vohu Harim Rei V'Kol Shechinov, you should turn around, and you should travel, and you'll come to the mountains of Amri, as well as all of its neighboring lands. And the Pasuk continues, Ba'rava Bahor V'Shvelu V'Negev V'Chayf Hayam, and we see that this Pasuk mentions that in the area of the Amri, you had all these various types of areas of Eretz Yisrael. You had Harim, Shvelois, Negev, and Emek. And the Mashar points out, the Lamaisa, you don't see that there were valleys. And the Mashar explains that Chayf Hayam, which is the seaside, that is considered an Emek, V'chin Atamaitse, B'knan of Reprisim, Amrayim, Shilfneim. And even though it seems that this is only been a gate of lands of Amri, and how do we know that it was in all of Eretz Yisrael, and even by the lands of Knani, Prizi, and Amri? And the Gemara explains, Shenema, because the Pasuk says, they'll call Shechina, that you're going to come to Harim Rei, as well as all the neighbors. Almo, Shechina, Fachihavu. Therefore, we see that even the Shechinim, and even the Knanim, as well as the Prizim and Amrayim, they all also had from these four different categories, and they all had from Harim, Shvela, Negev, and Emek. And Rashi explains that the Negev is referring to Eretz Sades, it's referring to land of Sades, Ubikois, and a valley, Shekoyin Confina, Lechain Nikras Negev, and the reason why it's called the Negev, Shekol Shahi Neguva, as at all times is dry, Shein Sham Salilones, as there is no shade from trees, Bechamazerecha, Sumanak Basa, and therefore the sun shines there and dries out the area. And Taiz points out that in Kol Sheva Vishem Yisrael Gasinon, that were Gurus, that there was no shade from Klal Yisrael that they didn't have from these four categories, and we're not Gurus over here, that every single person in Klal Yisrael received from these four categories. And certainly that is not true, as not every single person in Klal Yisrael received from these four categories. The Gemara is coming to teach us that the inheritance of every single Shevet had from these four categories. And the Gemara continued with the seventh of the Tanayim of Yeshua ben Nun, V'niftan l'achri ageda v'afilu b'sad ashi b'lei kakam, that a person allowed to go to the bathroom behind a person's fence, and even though this sada is planted with a very expensive kidneys called kakam, which they define as saffron, and Rav Acha bar Yaakov le'nitzucha alita le'menetzra, Rav Acha bar Yaakov explains, the Tanay of Yeshua ben Nun was that even if someone goes to the bathroom and has to wipe himself, and he wants to take a stone from the fence, he can still do so. And Rav Chista says, v'afilu b'shabbos, you can even remove this stone from this fence, and even on Shabbos. And Mefarshim explained that from Rashi a bit later, it's mashma, that we're talking about someone that actually pulls out a stone from this fence, and the stone originally was cemented into the fence, and the Mefarshim are bothered by this, but l'chayr, that's an issur d'oraisa, and how could it be that Yeshua ben Nun would come and make a takana and a tanai that someone could be oivan issur d'oraisa? And therefore others explain that you're only talking about issur d'rabbanan, or being metaltal muksa on Shabbos. this. And the Gemara continues, Mazutra Chassid, the Shaklam Hada, Mazutra, who was a Chassid, took a stone out of a fence on Shabbos, and then after wiping himself, he put it back in its place, and then he told his Shamas, Zil Shirke, that during the week, you should go back and you should cement it back in its place. And as Rashi says, Sharke, Techul Betit, Vechavru Yafa, and therefore we see that Rashi held that originally it was cemented into place. The Gemara continues, Mahacham Mishvila Rishus, Achateri Rivi Yishniyah, and as we explained, that this Takana was really the Takana of Shlomo HaMelech, and the Takana was that once someone harvests a field, then people could walk through the field, but you only allowed to walk through the field until the second of the rains, as at that point, anything that was replanted in this field will start growing, and by walking through the fields and trampling through the fields, you'll be trampling on a person's tefuah or a person's crops and ruining them. And the Gemara continues, Amar Papa, Behaididan, Afil Tal Kashila, and in Bava, once Tal falls onto the crops and onto the ground, then if someone will walk in that area, it'll also be detrimental to their growths, and therefore, once there's Tal on the ground, you're not allowed to walk through a person's field either, and the Heta doesn't extend until Revia Shnia. And the Gemara continues with the eighth Tnai of Yeshua Ben Nun, Misakl and Sidat Drachim, please say the Sidrachim, if there were pegs that were formed in the middle of the Rishus Rabbim, then a person could walk to the side of Rishus Rabbim and even trespass into someone's property in order to walk in that area. And the Gemara states, Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Vashakli Va'azul Be'ocha, Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda were walking on the road, and have a Mistalik Shmuel and Sidat Drachim, and since there were these pegs that were formed in the middle of Rishus Rabbim, so Shmuel went to the side of Rishus Rabbim and was walking someone else's property. So Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Tanayin Shishti Yeshua, Afidu Be'bavel, were the Tanayim that Yeshua instituted, even instituted in Bavel, Amalei, and Shmuel responded, Shani Oyma, Afidu Be'chutzlarts, I hold that not only were they Mesukin in Bavel, but these Tanayim were also made in all of Chutzlarts. And Rashi explains, Afidu Be'chutzlarts, V'kolsh came in Bavel, and certainly in Bavel, Shemetsuyin Shom Shiyaris, because in Bavel, there are so many people that are traveling there, and there are so many caravans, even V'shavim, V'chutzuch Lasnais, and therefore certainly they had to make such a Tanai. The Gemara continues with another story. Rabbi Abchia, Havashakli V'azl B'ocho, Rabbi Abchia were walking on the road, Histalkul Tzidei Drachim, and once again it was difficult to walk through the Rishus Rabbim as there were pegs that were sticking up in the Rishus Rabbim, and therefore they walked on the side of the road and they walked in someone else's property and they were trespassing. Havakamasi V'azl, Rabbi Yehuda ben Kedusa Kamayu, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Kedusa was walking in front of them and was ahead of them. Amalei Rabbi Abchia, so Rabbi said to Rabbi Abchia, Mi uzeh shema'agadul b'fneinu, who is this one who is walking in front of us and showing greatness because he's walking in the middle of the road? And Rashi says, Mafsiya va'azl miyata liyata, that he was actually walking from one peg to another, psiyas gasas, and he was taking very large steps, v'loy reitz listalik el meitzah sada, and he didn't want to rely on the heta of Yeshua Benun and trespass into someone else's sada. And Rashi then says that Rebbe stated that he's being mar gedul asai, shu mar lanu, shu yarish shemayim oid, that he's showing us that he's a great yarish shemayim, v'in chayshis l'tnai, shes Yeshua, and not chayshis for the tnai that Yeshua made, u'mechzik yura, therefore he's acting as a balgaiva. And the Rashi could have also said that by the fact he was taking very large steps, that is also mechzik yura, as we learned previously. However, it's possible that since it was impossible to walk in Rishus Rabbim without doing so, so that was not the taina of being mechzik yura. The Gemara continues that up until this point, they didn't know who was actually walking in front of them, and Amalei Rabbi Chiya said, Shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Kedusa Talmidehu, that maybe this Rabbi Yehuda ben Kedusa, who is my Talmid, can't have a taina on him, because v'chol ma'isa l'shem shemayim, everything that he does is l'shem shemayim, ki matal gabei chazia, since Rabbi and Rabbi Chiya were walking on the side of the road, therefore they were walking faster than Rabbi Yehuda ben Kedusa, and they eventually caught up to him, and they saw that Rabbi Yehuda ben Kedusa, an Amalei, and Rabbi said to Rabbi Yehuda ben Kedusa, Yilav Yehuda ben Kedusa, and not for the fact that Yehuda ben Kedusa and your Rabbi was made on you, that v'chol ma'isa l'shem shemayim, then gizatina l'shakach b'gizrat pazla, I would have cut your leg with an iron rod. And Rashi says this refers to a shamta and refers that he would have put him to chayrim. The Gemara continues to discuss the ninth tnai of Yeshua ben Nun, hatoya ben akram mafsik v'yerim mafsik v'ila, that if someone gets lost while he's walking through someone's vineyard, then he can continue walking in order to get out of the vineyard, and in the process he could break the person's vines. And the Gemara brings a brisa, Tanur Rabbanan, harei chaver toya ben akram, if someone sees his friend that's lost within a vineyard, mafsik v'ila mafsik v'yerim, then the friend could go and help him and break down the vineyard, until he gets into the city or to a road, and a person himself who gets lost in a vineyard, he could do the same, and he could be mefasik va'ilu, mefasik v'yared, achiyal le'ir l'derech. Similarly, he could cut down vines in order to get to a city or to a road. And the Gemara asks, my v'chein, and as Rashi says, pshita, ma'ishna iu mechavre, l'chariz pashit, what should be the chiluk between him cutting down the vines or his friend cutting down the vines for him? The Gemara answers, ma'otim mechavre hu, diyod l'hecha misalek, the nifsag, maybe we gave a heta to a friend to go save someone because he's coming into the vineyard and he knows the path that he has to go, and therefore when he'll cut down some vines, he won't cut down that many vines finds, and therefore he won't cause such a great loss. Aval hu, but if a person himself gets lost, liyod lehecha gasolik, and he doesn't know how to get out of that area, loy nifsud, maybe we'll not give him hetha to cut down vines, and hadri nehada be metzari, and maybe we should tell him to go and walk back from the way he came, and then he should go around the entire vineyard and walk around the perimeter of the vineyard and not cut down any of the branches. Ashblon, that even the person himself is allowed to cut down these branches. And the Gemara now continues and asks that how can you say this was one of the tzayim of Yeshua ben Nun, but hadiraisu l'chayr, it is a din deraisa, as the time we learned to the braisa, hashav is gufa minayin, and we know that a person has to help another person and save a person. Tamil Leimah, the pasuk b'negei hashav is aveda says, v'hashavesa, as the pasuk in Pashki states, v'n loy kar v'chicha lecha, v'lo yedata, v'asafte yotech b'secha, v'hoy imcha adre shechicha isai, v'hashavesa loy. The word v'hashavesa is extra, and therefore we dashin that you have to return him to his own self. The Gemara answers what seems to be a simple terrorist, the raisa to koi be mitzray, einachinami midraisa the chiyav, to go and help this person, and the person himself has to save his own self and get out of this vineyard. However, he should really go backwards and not go forward and not break the vineyard. However, asahu tukin, when Yeshua ben Nun came, was a masakin, the mefasik va'ilah, mefasik v'yared, that he's allowed to go and break down the vineyard, and he doesn't have to go backwards and then go around the entire vineyard. Finally, the Gemara continues and discusses the list of Yeshua ben Nun's tanoim, and the 10th tanoi was umes mitzvah kodem mekaymai, and the Gemara is a steer of v'rimini al yesio kasha from another braisa, as the braisa states, hamaisa meis mutal b'sratya, if someone finds that there's a mace that's lying across a rishis rabim, mifanel liyamina sratya, or the smaller sratya, then you can move it either to the right or to the left of the rishis rabim. Right away, we see a steer as we stated, umes mitzvah kodem mekaymai, and we see over here that you're allowed to move this mess, and the Gemara continues that if you have two different sadeis, one is a stay boro and one is a stay near, one is a field that has not been plowed yet, and one field was already plowed, mifanel stay boro, then you should remove this mess and you should place it in the sada that was not yet plowed. In addition, stay near if you have a field that was plowed, or stay zera, and the other side of Rishis Rabim, you have a sada that's already planted and has seeds, mifanel stay near, then you move the body to the field that was only plowed, as in that way you'll have less loss. Hay stay in boro, stay near, and stay in zuris, if both of the fields are either unplowed or plowed, or they were both planted, mifanel and makam shiatza, then you could decide where to move it. But ultimately, you do move it from Rishis Rabim, and therefore L'chayr is against what we said, as mes mitzvah kadam kaimai, and L'chayr, based on the Tanai of Yeshua ben Nun, you should be able to leave the mess in the middle of the Rishis Rabim. The Gemara answers, Amar Rabibi, Rabibi explains, B'mutal ha-mitzah, we're talking about a mace that was across the entire middle of Rishis Rabim, and therefore, if anyone's going to walk there, that it become tami mace, and since it's going to be a hezek for the Rabim, therefore, even by a mes mitzvah that generally would be kadam kaimai, there's a din that you have to move it to the side of the road. Once there was a heta given in order to remove it from the area where it was, then there's a din that you're allowed to move it to any place that you want, and we can take into account various different calculations, and then we're allowed to force either the owner on the right or the owner of the left to have this mes mitzvah buried in his sada. And the Gemara continues and asks a question that we already mentioned, and we already mentioned the Teretz as well, as Amri Asara, you said that there are 10 various tanayim of Yeshua ben Nun, but Hani Chatzari Abin, if you count them up, they're actually 11. And the Gemara answers, Mahachim Bishvil Rishus, Shlomo Amra, that the Takana of Mahachim Bishvil Rishus was actually stated by Shlomo, Kedetanya, as we learned to Braisa, Harisha Kol Peresim in Asada, if someone doesn't have any more Peres in Asada, as he already harvested them and he gathered them all in, and he still does not allow people to walk through his Asada, then Mar Brias, Omislav, what do people say about this person? And they say as follows, Ma no Yesh Lepaini, this person doesn't have any Hana from his Asada at this point, and how would people be damaging him if they're going to walk through his field? And all of our kasav aimer on such a person, the Torah states, miyais tev al tikri ra. And when a person can do something good, why should it be a situation where you're going to be called a bad person? And the Gemara asks, umiksib miyais tev al tikri ra. Is there really such a pasuk that says miyais tev al tikri ra? There's no such pasuk. And the Gemara says, in that there is a pasuk that really means the same idea as ksiv kai gavna, as it states a pasuk that's similar to this idea. And Shlomo states in Mishlei, al timna tev mi balav biyais le el yot chalasais, that don't withhold good from people when you have the power to go and do something that will be beneficial for them. And you see from here that if someone holds back good from someone, then he is not only not considered good, but he's also considered ra. As we said, it is exactly what we meant when we said, miyais tayy about tikri ra. The Gemara continues that we just mentioned that there were 10 tayyim that Yeshua ben Nun instituted, and the Gemara asked for suleka of ikka de Rabbi Huda, that how can you say there were only 10? If l'chur is 11, as we have the din of Rabbi Huda, the Tanya is willing to buy. So Rabbi Huda imeh, Rabbi Huda told us, b'shasay tzah zvalim, at the time when it was usual to take out the zevel of 12 animals out of your barn, then the din is that a person could take the zebel and throw it into Rishis Rabim, and he could pile it up over there for 30 days, as in this way, people and animals will trample on the zebel. That is part of the process of making fertilizer. And this was one of the time Yeshua ben Nun instituted, and he gave the land of Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, and there was also a 12th Tanai of Yeshua ben Nun, the Tanya, as we learned in Brisa, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Chaim Breka, stated, and if someone is a beekeeper, and a lot of his bees go into the son of his friend, and they take residence in one of his trees, then there's a Tanai Bezdin that was instituted, that the owner of the beehive could go into the son of his friend, and he's allowed to cut down that ear of the tree where the bees now went in order to save his entire beehive. Even though they made a takana they could do so, however, the owner of the beehive would still have to pay for the tree they cut down. Of course, that case is a scenario where you have one person that's going to have a bigger loss than his friend, and therefore it was Tanai Bezdin that you could minimize the loss by going and destroying something of your friend and then paying for the difference. Rashi is bothered, why do you have to cut down the tree of your friend if L'chaira let him just go and take some bees and bring it back to his own sada? And Zak Rashi v'mutal echad echad him parches v'oivdes ma'ach shenasto yinein v'oise shulcha, as since if you go and take them one at a time or you take them in small groups, then they would go and fly away because they were happy with that tree stump, l'fika kaitzav v'neisle yidomim, and therefore you allowed it in one fell swoop, cut down that tree stump and you could give him the money. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishu Rabbi Chimerika also stated, it's also a Tanai Bezdin, that Reuben was walking with a barrel of wine and his friend Shimon is coming towards him with a barrel of honey, and Shimon's barrel has a hole. Bezdin instituted sheizeh shefech yenoi, that Reuben has to spill out his wine, umasal dufshani shel chaveri, then now that he has an empty barrel or empty jug, he'll be able to save the honey of his friend, which was more expensive. Then the owner of the wine will be able to be compensated for the difference between the value of the honey and the value of his wine, and it's also Tanai Bezdin shehizem afarakas etzav v'toyim pishtani shel chaveri. If Reuven is traveling with his donkey and the donkey is carrying his wood, and Shimon is walking with his donkey and it's carrying pishtan, and then Shimon's donkey dies, so the din is that Reuven should unload his wagon and should take off all of his wood, and this way he'll be able to save the entire pishtan of his friend, and pishtan was more expensive than the wood. And then he'll be compensated and he'll take the difference in value between his wood and the flax of his friend. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishu Rabbi Chimerika ends off, these were all from the Tanayim that Yeshua ben Nun made when he came into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, l'chaira, there are three more Tanayim, and therefore there are actually 14 different Tanayim and not 10. And the Gemara answers, b'yichidoy le'karminon, originally when we stated that there are 10 different Tanayim that Yeshua ben Nun made, that was according to one Tana, and he was bringing all the different Tanayim that all agreed to, and he wasn't bringing the different Tanayim that were only stated either by Rabbi Huda or by Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishu Rabbi Chimerika. And since these conditions were only stated by a Yachid and not by the Rabbim, therefore he didn't count it amongst his list. We continue on that Pei Bezim and Aleph, and the Gemara is bothered that Eina Chanami, although all four Tanayim that we just mentioned were from individual Tanayim, and therefore we could say that it's not listed amongst the 10 that we mentioned. However, V'kayasu Rabbi Avin Am Rabbi Echan, when Rabbi Avin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said for Rabbi Echan, who is an Amira, that although we know B'negei the mitzvah Bikurim, that it's a mitzvah to bring Bikurim to Yushlayim and be carried to Pasha Barami Avidavi, and we know that the only time you read the Pasha of Bikurim is only when you bring your own peris, and as the Pasuk states in Pashki Savai, Asher Tavi Ma'atzecha, that you brought these peris from your land, and even so, Zakra Ba'ovin, the name of Rabbi Echan, Echad Ilan Neitel Tech Sri Chaveri, that even if you have a tree that's leaning into the sod of his friend, Ve'echad Ilan Samach Meitzah, and even an Ilan that's close to the border of his friend, and it's within 16 Amis, and therefore it's receiving nourishment from his friend's field, maybe Bikurim, he could still bring Bikurim, and he could read this Pasha, Shalmanas Kain, Hilchi Yeshul, Yisrael, Sa'aretz. And this was one of the takanas that Yeshua made when Klal Yisrael received the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael. And as Rashi points out, that the Gemara's question is, Umasnista habituyufta, and l'chayr, from the memory that we mentioned before, that there were only 10 different takanas and tanayim of Yeshua benun, l'chayr, there should be a tiyufta to this idea of Rabbi Avin, the name of Rabbi Yechon, because l'chayr, we see that this was not one of the tanayim, as we only said there were 10, and l'chayr, based on Rabbi Yechon, there should really be 11. And certainly, since Rabbi Yechon is an Amira, he can't be arguing on the prior din. Because of this question, therefore the Gemara says, Al man tana sar tnayin shehisni Yeshua Rabbi Yeshua ben Levihu, that in the chenami, that this memory that we brought, that there were 10 tnayim that Yeshua ben Nun made, was not actually stated in the Braisa, and it was actually stated by the Amori, Rabbi Shulman ben Levi, and Eino Tanami, Rabbi Shulman ben Levi, and Rabbi Yechonah arguing. Rabbi Shulman ben Levi held that there were only 10 Tanayim, and Rabbi Yechonah held that there were 11 Tanayim. And the Gemara continues and brings a proof to this that Rav Gvir mi Beit Kassel, Masel Rav Hedya, Rav Gvir from the place called Beit Kassel, he actually learned this mefurish as Rav Tanchon Rav Brayis Amri, Mishum Zakan Echad. It was actually Rav Tanchon Rav Brayis that said over this member in the name of a Zakan Echad, Umanin, who was the Zakan Echad, Rabbi Shulman ben Levi. They said over this member that Asar Tanayim, Histi Yeshua, this member that we mentioned at the beginning of that Pei Aleph Min Aleph is actually not a Brayisah, and instead it's a member of Rabbi Shulman ben Levi, and we will stop over here.